Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first off, how are consumers being inconvenienced by current industry self-regulation and infrastructure?
Well, in 2016-17, there was almost 160,000 complaints to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, and that is a huge number when we think about many, hundreds of thousands of more complaints that have just gone to telcos directly about things like customer service or sales practices and concerns like that. When we compare that level of complaints with other sectors such as energy or financial disputes, the telco sector comes out way on top, almost double the amount of disputes. So we think that does indicate that consumers can be pretty fed up with their telcos, and that some of the issues like sales practices, advertising, and customer service are not keeping up to scratch and not keeping up with community expectations.
Mm. Well, within the last financial year, complaints to the Telecommunication Industry Ombudsman, as you mentioned, have increased by 41% complaints about the national broadband network have risen by 159%.
Mm.
What's the reason behind such a big increase?
Well, I think that because the NBN is new and the changeover is happening, that does drive issues and complaints, because people are having an interaction with the NBN that they haven't had before. But I think also underlying these sort of complaints, and the complaints that are going to the Ombudsman are things like sales practices, whether products are appropriate for people's needs, unfair terms or issues that arise after you've bought the product because you get extra charges that you didn't expect. And then problems even with, the way in which telcos resolve complaints when people raise them. All those areas are currently under what's called self-regulation. So the industry itself sets the required standards. And our view is that they are too weak and do need to be improved to better protect the community.
Yeah, well, I understand that the official statement is that telco regulation is out of step with consumer protections in other sectors like energy and financial services, and it was time for the federal government to act. So in terms of this and doing something about self-regulation, what needs to be changed in how telecommunications is regulated to better protect consumers?
Well, at the moment, there is a Telecommunications Consumer Protection Code, and actually that code is under review, but the code is sort of set by the industry body, the Communications Alliance, and they're the people that have the pen, if you like, that set the standards. There is input into their processes by consumer representatives and regulator representatives and even government. But at the end of the day, it's the industry body that has control over that process. That's very different to consumer protection standards in other sectors where the government or regulators, independent regulators themselves, set the standards. The other issue that occurs in telco is that the regulator that does provide some oversight of telco, it has pretty weak powers to ensure these businesses comply with the standards. So, for example, it's the Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, and if it finds that a telco has not complied or breached one of the standards in the code, then initially all it can do is issue a warning. That's very different to other regulators that have a much wider set of tools, enforcement tools, compliance tools, issuing fines, taking them to court, that they're able to do at their discretion rather than be limited to what really is a slap across the wrists.
If you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking with Gerard Brodie, the Chair of Consumers Federation Australia, about the current issues with Australia's telecommunications regulation. Now, Gerard, considering the current version of the NBN, I want to sidestep to the NBN for a moment. Should we begin treating internet infrastructure similarly to electricity and water if we're seeing massive issues in internet and not with these other fields? Would that help making it more of an investment in society?
Well, I think that your phone service, and when I say phone service, I mean your mobile phone, which is data usage, and also particularly your broadband connection at home. These are essential services today. They're utilities. In the past, they might have been sort of a luxury extra, but today people really need access to these services to connect with society, whether it is, you've got to call up, your place of work or Centrelink or any other service provider out there. You do need access to, a mobile phone and the internet. And many government services these days are, pushing us towards the internet to access them. And so, our home internet service is increasingly important. So what we're saying is that it's time that these services and the consumer protections that apply are regulated as if they are a utility, rather than it being seen as, I guess, sort of a luxury service, and therefore the consumer protections don't have to be as robust.
Well, it would be fantastic to see some sort of overhaul of the whole system. I know I've spent several hours this year dealing with my telco, and have eventually given up on my issues because it's just easier not to worry about it and perhaps pay some extra fees. Now, for people like me, Jared, before any sort of better regulations do come in the meanwhile, what should we be doing if we are having issues to best get them resolved without hassle?
Look, that's a really good question, and I sympathise with you. A lot of people do sort of give up quite quickly because it can seem like you're bashing your head against a brick wall when you try and deal with your telcos. What I would say to people is to not give up. You do have consumer rights. Complain to your telco, and if they don't assist, then you can complain to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. They are an independent dispute resolution service that can actually force the telco provider to take certain actions or waive fees and so forth depending on the particular complaint. People can find even that process difficult because often the ombudsman will try and conciliate an outcome, so that means they'll refer it back to the telco in the first instance. But I'd suggest to people, don't give up. You do have consumer rights, and I pursue it as far as you can.
Jared, I think that's wonderful inspiration for all of us out there who were just feeling under the weather and beaten down, just to keep on going, keep on pushing. Thanks so much for your time this morning to outline some of the issues we're seeing in the telecommunications industry.
No, very happy to talk to you, Philip.